Bezrus Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Nuntes in Meseches Erevin. We are going to begin with the Mishnah on the bottom of Nuntes Amabez that's going to discuss the halachos of measuring the tchum of a city and the case in which the tchum is not measured precisely, that one can go lekula in terms of its measurement. Then on Nuntes Amad Aleph, we're going to begin the discussion of an ir shel yachid v'nasis shel rabim, a case where you had a city that was small, and then it had 600,000 people that had come inside, and the concerns that one has about making an Erev throughout the city, lest people forget the halacha that one cannot be metaltel in a rishus rabim. And so the Gemara will segue in Ketzah Ma'abrin to the halachos of Shtufei Mevos and constructing an Erev in the Ir Shel Rabim and an Ir Shel Yachid. Baruch Hashem, it's a hot day here in Eretz Yisrael. Sukkis Tavshin Pei Aleph. Unfortunately, for the Hidur of Sukkah, I had to pass and come inside and learn with you from the air-conditioned study. But Baruch Hashem, no matter what, we continue marching on in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Zok de'elige Mishnah, ein moididin ela min ha-mumche. The measurement of the Erev has to be done by a expert. Riba l'makom echad umiut l'makom acher. If the expert actually made an error and he measured the city as a little bit too large in one area and too small in another area, shaymin l'makom shariba. If we listen to the larger measurement, in other words, we take into account the larger measurement, even though that will be a kula. The Gemara is going to point out that the end of the Mishnah says that when it comes to Erevin, Erev Tchumin, we generally go lekula. So we'll go with the larger measurement, which will be a kula. According to the Gemara's Maskana, the Mishnah says, Riba le'echad umiyet le'echad. What if one surveyor makes the city larger and another smaller? Shemin l'meruba. Again, we follow the larger shear. Vafilu eved, vafilu shifcha, ne'monin loymar ad kan tchum Shabbos. Another leniency, an eved and shifcha could say that they remember that the tchum Shabbos went to a particular point. She'olai amru chacham esador v'lachmir. The Chachamim only said these rules of Erevei Tchumin with all of the Chumras of Dinei Doraisa. That's how Rashi explains that even though in general Dinei Doraisa were Machmir, over here by Tchumin we could follow lenient positions as we saw in our mission in regards to Eved Shifcha, their trustworthiness, as well as the measurement. The Gemara explains, L'makom shariba in the top of Nuntes Amud Aleph, L'makom shemiyet loy. We said that you follow the place that is the larger measurement, and you can carry over there, but the makom that you is the smaller one, you can't carry? So the Gemara originally read it that the Mishnah was saying you could only carry in the large measurement, where you had measured the city too small, you can't carry there at all. So the Gemara says, no. Look, Ema afla makom shariba, that not only could you carry up until the shorter measurement, you could even carry up until the larger measurement. The Gemara continues analyzing, Riba l'echad umiyet l'echad. So if part of it was larger and part of it was smaller, so the Gemara says, Hasu lamali, why do we need this rule? It simply is repeating the other rule, and that is that you follow the ribuy. So the Gemara says, Hachi kamar, the way we had read it in our Mishnah. Riba echad, if one of the surveyors had made it larger, umiyat echad, shen lezesha riba, you follow the one who said larger. Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Abaye requires a little bit of cheshbin over here. Ubilvad shelo yarbe yoiser mimidas ha'ir balachsona. So, if you take a look at your diagrams, of course, we've already seen a few times that when you have the city and you calculate the tchum, you square the city. Now, when you square the city, so then in such a case, in terms of the tchum, what will emerge is as follows. You will have a distance between the city. We know that you're allowed to measure 2,000 amos for the tchum. We've seen that the measurement of 2,000 amos is the square outside of the square. However, if you measure not from one square, the middle of the square, to the next square, but you measure the diagonal of the square, in such a case, if you measure 2,000 amos, so then you'll get shortchanged 585 amos, because the square around the other would be 1,415 amos. So therefore, when it comes to an error, the error could only be an error that's 585 amos or less. If the error is 585 amos or less, so then in such a case, that's due to the fact that the surveyor wasn't taught that he's supposed to measure from the middle of the square and create another square around it that's 2,000 a distance 2,000 amos from the city. And he did it from the corner. And in such a case, he cut off 585 amos. So then in such a case, we give that extra 585 amos. But if it's already more than that, then that's a sign that his error was due. Sloppiness, due to sloppiness in his surveying, so then in such a case, he has to do a new measurement. So hence, says Abaye, Omer Abaye, Levachlo Yarbi Yosem Midasair Balachsona, says Abaye, that you have the difference of the measurement of 585 amos that would come out if you measure from the diagonal, and really you shouldn't measure from the diagonal of the corner of the square. You should measure 2,000 amos, which would actually be 585 amos more, and therefore we would allow for a margin of exceeded to the 2,000 amos up until 585 amos. Says the Mishnah, we learned seven lines from the top on the Gemara Nun Tesam and Al-Shalah, Amru Chacham es Adover L'Hachmir Elo L'Hakil, that in general we'll make when it comes to Erevin because we follow the lenient opinion. Ask the Gemara, V'Tanya Lo Amru Chachamim es Adover L'Hakil Elo L'Hachmir. We had a Braisa that actually said the exact opposite, that the Rabbanim were more machmir, not more mekel. Amar Ravina, Ravina answered, no. What that Brisa said, that the Rabbanim were more machmir, lo lahakal al divrei Torah, that the Rabbanim enacted the laws of Tchumen not to be more lenient, because by Dinei Torah, there isn't an Isur for a person to go out 2,000 amos, el lahachmir al divrei Torah, hence the Dinim Tchumen are to be machmir al divrei Torah, Divrei Torah. On the other hand, our Mishnah was saying, Tchumen derabbanan, Tchumen is still derabbanan, and hence there are kulas that we learned in our Mishnah. We just presented the sugya according to the Shita of Rashi, that min ha-Torah there isn't any Isser to go out outside of the Chum. However, Rabbeinu Yonasan says that min ha-Torah you could go up until three parsos, but that's not to say that min ha-Torah there isn't any Isser Tchumen at all, and that is a big discussion at the Rif at the end of the first Perek. There's another point, important Shas point, that Taisus brings up in Dibar Maskul Tchumen Derabbanan, that it seems from our sugya that the reason why an Evan and Isha, who are normally not Neman for Eidos, are believed when it comes to Tchumen is only because Tchumen is Derabbanan. Taisus points out, also Taisus and Gittin on Daf Beis Amud Beis, that we do believe women when it comes to saying food is kosher. So Tosas explains that a woman is going to be believed min ha-Torah on those cases that are biyada, that it's in her ability to make kosher, so then in such a case, a woman is going to be believed. There's, of course, a lot of discussion in the Achronim, how does biyada change the ne'emanus of an isha, and then Mirtz Hashem, one day we'll learn together. Be'yun zok de'elig mishnah vayter ir shel yachid v'nasis shel rabin. If you have a city that was made up of 600,000 people, let's take a look at Rashi. Ir shel yachid shloi nechnasin la tamin shishim ribu shel b'nei adam. It didn't have 600,000 people. V'lo chashi rishus harabin, and in no way is it like rishus harabin. D'lo damil d'ogle midbar v'nasis shel rabin. And then it became, had many more people that had moved in, Ramat Beit Shemesh, and many more people moved in, Ma'arvin es kula. So then in such a case, you can make an Erev throughout the city. The concern of our Mishnah is as follows. As Rashi points out in Dibar HaMaskel Ma'arvin, if you're going to have an Irshel Rabim that already has 600,000 people, even though it's not a Rishus HaRabim Gomor, in order to be Rishus HaRabim Gomor, you need Tezayin Amma, a street that's Tezayin Amma wide. Nevertheless, if it's such a large city, the kids don't know this technical thing. In fact, just today, I was zocheh to take a tour of the Erev with Rav Davidovich, and one of the things that was discussed in the neighborhood of Mishkafayim is whether there is a street that qualifies as a Rishus HaRabim according to any opinions. So when it comes to the case of a large city, not like Mishkafayim, which doesn't have 600,000 people, but a large city that has 600,000 people, the kids won't notice that city A, which is a Rishus HaRabim Gomor, is a Rishus HaRabim because it had 16 Amos, and city B, which they grew up with an Erev, was because it didn't have a street with Tezayin Amma. And kids will come, grow up, and start thinking you can make an Erev and carry in a city that has 16 Amos and 600,000 people. So therefore, Chazal said you can't make an Erev in such a large city. That only applies to something that started out as an Irshel Rabim. However, the Irshel Yachid, the Nasis Shel Rabim, so then in such a case, the halacha is you're allowed to make the Erev throughout, and it's going to be different than the next case of the Mishnah of Shel Rabim. Vinasis Shel Yachid, Ema Arvines Kula, once it started out as a Rishus HaRabim, an Irshel Rabim. Again, the reason why an Irshel Rabim is not a Rishus HaRabim is because it didn't have a street of Tesayin Amma. It started out Shel Rabim, belonging to the public. So then, in such a case, even if it becomes Yachid, then you can't make a full Erev because of the kids that might forget. Continues the Mishnah, Eim Arvin Kula, Elin Kain Asa Chutzla Ki'ir Chadasha. You need to make a new, leave over a certain area. Ki'ir Chadasha L'Sheb Yehuda, like the new cities in Yehuda. The Gemara is going to discuss the details of it, but our mission just satisfies Sheyesh Ba Chamisha Diorin, that has 50 inhabitants. A block of houses containing 50 residents needs to be excluded from an Ir Shel Rabim in its Erev, even if it became an Ir Shel Yachid, it dipped down below 600,000 according to Rashi. Divrei Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon says, we don't measure by the amount of inhabitants, but rather Gimel Chatzeres Shel Shnei Batim. It's sufficient to set aside three Chatzeres containing at least two dwellings inside. The Gemara immediately asks, Hei Chidami Ir Shel Yachid V'Nasis Shel Rabim. What would an example be of an Ir of a Yachid that became one of the Rabim? Amar of Yehuda, Kegoing Diskarta De Reish Kelusa, the private town of the Reish Kelusa, which had started out as originally private, that then became public. So then in such a case, our Mishnah said, so then there's no problem, even if it become of 600,000, according to Rashi, it's not going to be a problem to make an Erev around the entire city. Amar le Rav Nachman, my time. What is the reason that you chose this town as an example? Ilema mishum d'shchicha gabi harmona, because if it's because that people frequent the government, the place of the Reish Galusa, and there are many people here on Shabbos, mitkri adadi, and therefore they remind each other that the reason why you're allowed to carry is because of the shituf, due to the fact that the town was initially private. So then, in such a case, they will remember that this is not a standard city. It's not like a city that was a Rishus HaRabim or an Ir Shel Rabim right from the beginning. Rashi says that the Reish Galusa would give Rishus, as the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin describes, to Dan Din Torah, as well as to be Matir Bechoros and for Sricha, Smicha. So the Gemara says, so that would be unique. So Kuli Yisrael, in all Nami, B'tzafer the Shabbos, Shchichi Gabi Adadi. The people are found together in Shabbos morning. What for? They're there together to hear the Drasha, Rashi explains. And therefore, they'll remind each other. So then why did you emphasize specifically the town of the Reish Galusa? Elamar Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman says, you're right, Kigon discarded the Natuzai, the private town of Natuzai, which became a public town, that in that case, people always remember that it's an Ir Shel Yachid. It was a private town of a certain person, Natuzai. Mefarshim say that needs to retain its name of Natuzai. And then in such a case, it's not because people are there to remind each other, but everybody remembers it was once an Ir Shel Yachid. The Gemara continues, Tana Rabbanan, seven lines from the bottom. Ir Shel Yachid v'nasa Shel Rabbim. Rishus HaRabbim oiveres b'seicha. If you have an Ir Shel Yachid that became an Ir Shel Rabbim, and the Rishus HaRabbim passes through it. So now we have a new case. Up until now we've been discussing when you have an Ir Shel Rabbim. That means there are 600,000 people, but not that there is a Rishus HaRabbim, a street, that has Tezayin Amos, 16 Amos from side to side, like we had in the Midbar. So then, Ketza Ma'arvin, so how do you create an Erev? Ketza Ma'arvin Oysa Lechi Mikan, V'Lechi Mikan, Okur Mikan, V'Kar Mikan. You make a Lechi and a Korah, V'Nosei V'Nosein Be'emtza. So then, in such a case, it will be Mutter to carry by cordoning off the Rishus HaRabbim, by making a lechi on either side, or a korah on either side, then that is going to be enough to make one to be allowed to carry in the street of Tezayin Amah, as well as the entire town. Now, this is quite a chiddush, if you remember, for what we've learned up until now in our Masechta, that you're actually being able to be matir carrying in the Rishus HaRabbim by making a lechi mikan v'lechi mikan, and the Gemara on the top of Nun Tes Amud Beis is shortly going to tell us that this is only according to the Shita of Reb Yehuda. Because normally, most Shitas HaTanoim is that if you have a Rishus HaRabbim, that simply making a lechi mikan is not going to be enough. You need mechitzas around to be able to carry in that Rishus HaRabbim. Our Gemara is following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, as we mentioned, and our Gemara is teaching us, as Rashi explains, that you also need to fix the Mavui if we started out with an Ir Shel Rabbim. Ve'em Arvin Osa L'chatzam, and you cannot merge the town into two halves. Ela Oy Kula, Oy Mavui Mavui Bifnei Atzma. Either you make one Erev in the entire town, or you make each mavui separately. Since it started out as an Ir Shel Yachid, so then you can't divide the city. As Rashi explains, that if you divide it into two different Eruvin, then the original status of the city, where everybody joins together, is going to be problematic, because you didn't have an Eruv that included everyone. Elo Oikula, or you have everybody together, on mavui mavui bifnei atzmo, or you have each mavui separately. And the Gemara will explain what that means, how you could have the statement ei ma'arvin osa l'chatzan and ei mavui mavui bifnei atzmo shortly. Ha'isa shel rabim v'arei shel rabim ve'ein lo ela pesach echad. If it started out shel rabim and it still is shel rabim and only has one entrance, ma'arvin eskula. So then, in such a case, you can make an Erev throughout, and the reason for that is that it never was a Rishus HaRabbim, because it's closed on one side, and therefore there isn't a requirement of putting up the Lechis that we had mentioned according to Rabbi Yehuda, and as well, each one of the Mavuis don't need to be closed off as well, as we had seen in a case of where there was a Rishus HaRabbim going open from one end to the next. The Gemara says, "Mand Tana de Ma'arve Rishus HaRabbim." Wait a second. Leaving aside the halachas of Ir Shel Yachid v'Ir Shel Rabbim, you had just suggested that if you have Rishus HaRabbim to put a lechi mikan, and that's going to be enough. Who says that? As we mentioned earlier, most don't hold that way. Amar Avuna Breg Rishua Reb Yehudi. It's following the Shita Reb Yehuda that we had on Daf Vav and Daf Yud Beis. The Sanya Yes Alken Amar Reb Yehuda Mishi Yesh Al Shnei Batim Shnei Tzidei Rishus HaRabim. If you have two houses on two edges of Rishus HaRabim, Osi Lechem Mikan Vlechem Mikan Akor Mikan Akor Mikan V'Noisei V'Emtza V'Noisei V'Emtza. You'd be allowed to carry. Amrula the Chacham disagreed. That's the opinion we generally take into account more prominently. Ein Ma'arvin Rishus HaRabim Bichach. You can't create a Rishus HaRabim with, you can't create an Erev in a Rishus HaRabim. Rather, you're going to have to build Mechitzas. Period. So our Braisa was following the Shita of Reb Yehuda. Now we go on to the statement of Ein Ma'arvin Osa L'chatzon. We learned that when you have a private ear shel yachid, that becomes shel rabim, Ein Ma'arvin Osa L'chatzon. Amar Ma'arvin, Ein Ma'arvin Osa L'chatzon. Amar of Papa, Rav Papa explained, Loi Amru Elul Arka. They didn't say this in all cases, but only when the partial Erev divides it along the city along its length. Aval Rachba Ma'arvin. But if it's long, it's width, so then in such a case, you are allowed to make a separate Erev. When you have a Rishus HaRabim going through the city, so both sides of the city normally use both sides of the Rishus HaRabim. Let's just think of Broadway in Manhattan. So everybody crosses back and forth over Broadway. So if you were going to divide the city in such a manner, so then basically you are excluding people who are part of the city. And you can't do that to make a Shituf of Shitufei Mevos. But if it's the width, what happens if you take the city and you cut the city along its width, where both sides of the street are included on one side, on one Erev, and the other, or Shitufei Mevos, and the other is in the other Erev, or Shitufei Mevos. So then in such a case, then that would not be considered as if you're excluding a significant part of the city. That would be acceptable. The Gemara points out, this is actually a machlokes between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva on Daf Ayin Hayamin Aleph. Says the Gemara, Keman delik Rabbi Akiva. Dik Rabbi Akiva said, Ha Amar Regel Hamutares Bimikoma Oseres. If you have feet, in other words, a person that is mutter in one place to carry in its chatzer, why? Because they made an Erev, then it asers afilu shalom mekoma, that when they go to another place, it's going to cause another place as becoming aser. So according to Rabbi Akiva, joining half the city along its width with its own Erev should not be permitted, since each half has rites of passage through the other half of the main street. You could have gone to the other side of the street. The residents of each half should therefore restrict the residents of the other half from carrying there unless all join in their common Erev. The fact is, says Rabbi Akiva, that once you're going to be mutter in one area, doesn't mean that you're not going to aser the other area. And for Tehele Gemara, Afilu Teima Rabbi Akiva, we could really learn that our Gemara is going according to Rabbi Akiva. Ad kan lo yikarim Rabbi Akiva hasam, ela b'shtei chatzer zu lifnei mizu. When did Rabbi Akiva say his chomer? Not in the case of two cities. We're talking about two chatzeros. One that's inside of the other. The pnimis lesla pischa achrina. Where the inside must go through the outside. Aval hacha. But over here, hani nafki b'ay pischa. Hani nafki b'ay pischa. There's a lot of room and there's a lot of shopping in Manhattan. If you divide Manhattan in half, and you had one Erev, one Shitufei Mevos, on one half of Manhattan that included both sides of Broadway, and another on the other. Of course, this is not in any way advocating making an Erev in Manhattan. Not advocating that. We're just speaking out the example. Okay, so that is the explanation that we had of the Ein Ma'arvin Osa L'chatzon. Igad Amri, others say, a slightly different shot, a different version. Amra Papa, Loi Teim L'Arka, when, do not say that it's only in a case where we divided the town along its length that you can't make a separate Erev, but along the width, then we can merge it into a separate Erev. That's not correct. That you can't even make it along its width. So that's different than the earlier version of Rav Papa who said that you can make it along its width. This version says that you can't. Come on, who's Rav Papa following? Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi Akiva. And the Gemara then says, like we had seen before, that Rabbi Akiva is not totally in this. Afilu Tema, Rabbi Akiva, Afilu Tema Rabbanan. You could say Rav Papa even goes with the Rabbanan. Hasam, Adkan Loka Amar, Rabbanan Hasam. When did the Rabbanan say that the halacha is that you have two sides, it's not going to aser, one regal is not going to aser in the place that he doesn't have an Erev. Ela b'shtei chatzer zu lufnim mizu, the pnimis if we have two chatzeros, one inside each other, that the inside, achta ledasha umishtamsha, the inner chatzer can be forced to close its doors and use only its own area. You could close that chatzer off. Aval hacha, when it comes to here, when it comes to a city, mi matzim misak rishus ram mehacha, you're going to stop people from going from one side to the other. So when did the Rabbanan say they're not going to aser each other, then that would be only by chatzer b'fnim, where you could separate the two chatzeros from each other. You lock the door, and that's it. And they don't go through. But cities, you can't do that. And therefore, you could argue, the Gemara is saying in the other direction, that even the Rabbanan who are Mekel and Chatzeros would be Machmir in Rav Papa's case of dividing the whole city. And therefore, when we said, Eima Arvinosa L'Chatzan, it would mean both La'arka as well as the Rachva, according to this presentation of Rav Papa, which could be consistent with the Shita of the Rabbanan. The Gemara now goes on to the next statement of the Braisa in regards to Oy Kula Oy Mavui Mavui Bifnei Atzma. Amar Mar. Mar had taught us Oy Kula Oy Mavui Mavui Bifnei Atzma. You could either join the entire town together in one Erev, or each Mavui could be done separately. So wait a second. The Gemara asks, how do we reconcile the different teachings over here? Maishna Dilichatsan Diloy Asriya Dadi. We learned before that when it comes to chatzan, you could have them in two halves. They don't aser each other. Mavui, mavui nami. In a case where each mavui joins in a separate erev, we should also say asriya adadi, that they make themselves aser. How could you have said that on the one hand, where it says you could make it into chatzain, they're not aser adadi? Mavui, mavui should also be usher. Why is it that mavui mavui is acceptable? Again, maishna delechatzon deloy. When it comes to chatzon, you can't divide in half the asriya dadi. So too mavui nami asriya dadi. Each one of the mavuis also should be asriya dadi because the regal of one should aser the other one. Says the Gemara, hachamayaskinon kigoyin de avu daka. We're talking about a case where the residents of each of the Mavui make a small entrance at the end of the Mavui. In other words, they show that they have another way in and out of their Mavui that has nothing to do with the rest of the town. So therefore, they're not part of the Esther, the rest of the town, and therefore each Mavui will not aser the everybody else. In contrast to when we had Chatzon, Chatzon, so there you were dividing the city in half. So then in such a case, each part of the city was shayich to the other, and they aser it to each other. If you make a separate entrance, so then in such a case, it doesn't make the rest of the b'nei mavui asur. The Gemara goes on to analyze the next part of the Mishnah. We had learned, ha'isa shel rabbi, v'harehi. If you started out as something that was of the rabbin. Ve'ein lo ela pesach echad, but it has only one opening. So then we said the halacha is different. Then ma'arvin eskula, then you can make an erev throughout the entire city, because it's not like a rishus harabim that is mefulush on both sides. I misspoke. I said we analyze the next line of the Mishnah. I meant the lesson next line of the Braisa, which appears on the bottom of Amud Aleph, going on to Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Rebbe Zeira arva l'masa devei Rebbe Chia. Rebbe Zeira joined the entire city of the place of Rebbe Chia, which was a public city. V'lo shavik lo shir, and he didn't leave any shir that we learned that you need to have for our Mishnah. The reason for Rebbe Zeira was he was under the impression that the city had been started out as an Yerushal Yachid, and therefore you don't need Shir. Amalei Abaye, my time of Marachi, why did you do this? Amalei, Savadide Amrali, the elders of the city told me, Rav Chia Bar Asi Ma'ariv Kula, Rav Chia Bar Asi already was Ma'ariv all of it. V'amina Shema Amina, and I said we can learn from this, that Yerushal Yachid, V'nasa Shal Rabimi, that it was originally a city that started out as Yachid, and we learned in our Mishnah that the halacha is that you don't need to be Mishair. That the only time you need to be Mishair is if it started out as Rabbim. Amarlelu didi amarlelu hani sabi. But those elderly people that told you this told me the following, that it was always a public city. But the time that Reb Chiya bar Asa joined the entire city in one Erev, Hayhi Ashba Havile Michad Gisa, it had a trash heap on one side. And that's how it relates to the Brisa that we had seen over before, that if it was blocked off on one end, so then in such a case, even if it was a public city that started off as a public city, it could be included in one Erev. There's no need for Shiur because it didn't have the semblances of Rishus Harabu. V'hashta di pani lo ashpa, but now the ashpa was removed, and it was once in Irsha Ravim, havalik shnei psachim v'asr, then it becomes like shnei psachim, and therefore it's going to be asr. Amar leis, Reb Zeira said to Abaye, lav adatoi. I didn't know this about the city, and therefore ena chanami, you're right. In other words, the information that he had gotten was that there wasn't shiur, but the reason why there wasn't shiur was because it was only something that had a Pesach on two sides. To summarize, our whole blat, since the second Mishnah, is that you normally need to have Shiur if you started out with a city that was Shel Rabim. According to Rashi, it means having 600,000 people. And we saw two exceptions. One is that if it is closed on one side, there isn't going to be Shiur. And the other is that even if it's a Ir Shel Rabim now, if you look into it and start out as a Ir Shel Yachid, we learned in the Mishnah, then that is going to be okay. Boy mine Rav Ami Bar Ada Harpanoi mi Rabba. Rav Ami Bar Ada of Harpana asked the following Shaila of Rabba. Sula mikan upesach mikan. So Rav Ami Bar Ada Harpanoi mi Rabba asked, if you have a public town's thoroughfare, which is bound by a ladder at one end and enables people to walk over the wall. And then there's a regular Pesach. So Sula Mikan is that it's closed, but it has a ladder to go over it. Mahu, what's the halacha? Is this considered a Pesach that is open on both sides or not? Amar Lei, so Rabbi said to him, Hachi Amar Rav, Sulam Teres Pesach, I love that a Sulam is considered a Pesach, and therefore it's considered both ends, and therefore you can't have a full shituf, as we mentioned before. The halacha is that a little bit of the city has to be left over. Amalu Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said to him, Lo Tetzisu, Lei, don't listen to the Psak of Rav. Hachi Amar Rav Ada Amar Rav, Sulam Teres Pesach, love, V'Teres Mechitza, love. Paradox. On the one hand, a ladder that stands and allows people to pass well has a status of an entrance, but also has the status of a wall. In other words, the ladder could be used in both directions. What does that mean? The Gemara is Masbir. Tyrus Mechitza Lov Kidda Amarin. It has a status of the wall that's considered as if it is closed. It renders it a dead end street. And therefore, all you need is one sheet if you don't need shear. Tyrus Pesach Alov, but has a Tyrus Pesach, Besulin Shebein Shtech Tzeres. In the case you have your ladder of four Tvachim wide that stands next to a wall which is between two Chatzeres, Ratza Echad Ma'arev, Ratza Shnai Ma'arevin. You can make an Erev for both, or for one. In other words, it's not considered automatically one rishus. You could use the latter as making it one rishus or two separate rishus. If it's two separate rishuyos, you can make two separate eruvin, and it's one rishus, you can be ma'arev together. We will stop Ezra's Hashem, the daf over here. This was a geshmak daf on a hot day on Sukkot. Nothing like a cool daf of daf yomi to quench our thirst for Torah. We had seen in today's daf the halachos of the measurements, that Tchumen has components of it that are Lekula and Lechumra, in the sense that Minat Torah, Tchumen doesn't exist, at least within three parsos, but at the same time, the Rabbanan were Mekel, as we saw in our Mishnah, in case of measurements and an evident Shifcha. And we saw in today's daf the halachas of Ir Shel Yachid, Ir Shel Rabim. We saw the unique sheet of Rabbi Yehuda who says that the halachas that you can make a lechi mikan velechi mikan. And we learned the halacha of an Ir Shel Rabim that requires shiur. And we saw that either an Ir Shel Yachid doesn't require shiur, or if it's closed on one side, it doesn't require shiur. And we discussed that a ladder could be considered closed at one side, an ashpa as well could be considered as closed as one side. This B'siyata Yishmael concludes Daf Nun Tes in Maseches Erevin.